from KQED.
There are still a ton of questions that we don't know about how a fire on a boat called the Conception could have killed 34 passengers aboard. It's been a week since the tragedy, and details about the boat have been slowly coming out. What I didn't know is how well known this boat was by the diving community. And so for people who've been on the Conception, the fire raises huge questions about what happened.
The reputation of the Truth Aquatics was excellent. It was the bar that all the other boat operators across California would have to measure themselves against.
Today, we'll hear from a Bay Area dive instructor who's been on the Conception and who tells us why the boat has such a good reputation and how this tragedy is hitting the diving community. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to the Bay.
I was about 8 years old, technically, when I put the scuba gear on for the first time.
Mauri Munoz is president of Cali Divers Scuba Diving Club in El Cerrito. He also owns a dive shop in Gilroy called Pacific Ocean Water Sports.
It was on the Atlantic side of Costa Rica, and it was basically gear that a relative had just finished using. And there was a little bit of air left in the tank. Being an eight-year-old who is incredibly curious about the ocean, I begged to have a chance to put it on. He grabbed me by the tank valve and held me down, allowing me to breathe through a regulator for the first time.
And how long did it take you to fall in love with diving?
10 seconds.
Immediately.
Absolutely.
When you describe scuba diving to somebody who doesn't know what that feeling is like, how do you describe it to them?
Levitation. It's the ability to take off from the bottom where your feet are no longer bound by the floor and you can float weightless like a speck in the water. I believe it is as close as a human being would ever get to truly flying. So it's a sensation that defies gravity. Every dive is different. The landscape is different. The life that you're going to see is different. It's impossible to be bored underwater.
He's been on the Conception boat, which is owned by Truth Aquatics out of Santa Barbara. He says this dive company takes some of the best trips you can take on the West Coast.
It is hands down the most beautiful place by many accounts to go scuba diving off the coast of California, and I would argue off the entire West Coast of California and Canada. Expert divers would refer to Channel Islands National Park as the Galapagos of California.
Can you tell me about how you found out about what happened to the Conception?
Yeah, so I went to bed on Sunday, September 1st, just praying for the victims of Hurricane Dorian, and my mind was there. I was praying for the scuba dive operators on the East Coast because I'm 100% sure that they are suffering losses. And then I wake up on a Monday morning to the constant beeping of my phone. Friends telling me that there had been an accident at the Channel Islands National Park. I immediately made a few phone calls and then realized within an hour how bad it really was.
Good afternoon. We are following some breaking news out of Southern California. What could potentially be a devastating situation. 34 people are now missing off Santa Cruz Island off the coast of Southern California. They were on a dive excursion when a fire engulfed the boat they were on, a 75-foot boat called the Conception. You see it right there. From what we understand, the people missing were sleeping.
At a press conference last Tuesday, investigators said that many of the victims of the Conception fire were from the Bay Area and Santa Cruz regions.
When you look at the list of the victims that has been released so far, we're residents of cities like Santa Cruz, Palo Alto, San Jose, Stockton. When you look at this and pin those places in the map, you realize that you probably live within 100 miles from at least one of those victims. And these are customers that used to patronize local dive stores in or near the cities where they lived.
Yeah.
So it is really personal to every one of us.
And it sounds like the diving community, to me, is really connected.
Definitely. Those of us who are here in California belong to dive clubs or become customers of specific dive stores. So it is really personal to every one of us. We know that it could have been one of us. It could have been any scuba diver having a great time, enjoying life, enjoying the ocean. So it's something that is really difficult to understand and to digest.
So it sounds like people in the scuba diving community know that boat.
To me and many people who are in the business, the reputation of the Truth Aquatics was excellent. It was the bar that all the other boat operators across California would have to measure themselves against. Their quality in service, their safety protocol, the delivery of taking people to dive sites that were the best around the Channel Islands, and the experience of living on board and enjoying one of the most beautiful diving regions in the world. It's something that had tremendous value for the avid scuba diver.
From a more personal level, and as somebody who's so connected to the diving community, what questions are you going to be looking forward to getting answers to about this tragedy?
What happened? I have been on this boat many times, and I have slept on the bunks on the first level. I always thought about it just because of, I guess, the professional training I received as a scuba diving instructor, where they teach you to have some foresight and constantly be thinking about what will happen next. What would I do if none of us could even begin to understand what the survivors and the owner of the operation is going through. My heart and my prayers go to them, because in my mind and my heart, I know that they have always cared so much about the customers that they cater to. And I know that if there was anything that this crew could have possibly done to save one person, in my heart, I know they would have done that. The macro perspective, when you think about it, and the implications for the state of California, with the state of California being the state of the union that generates the largest number of annual scuba diving certifications, you know, the implications emotionally, socially, economically are barely started to be seen. And I believe we're going to deal with this for weeks, yeah, if not months ahead.
Mallory Munoz is president of Cali Divers Scuba Diving Club in El Cerrito. He also owns a dive shop in Gilroy called Pacific Ocean Water Sports. There's an ongoing investigation into what happened on September 2nd aboard the Conception. KQED is going to be following the story. To get updates, check out kqed.org. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for The Bay. Talk to you Wednesday.